Greetings again in that name of Jesus. Seems like the longer I walk with Him, the sweeter His name becomes to me. It's a blessing to trust Him. I stand here this morning and endeavoring to do so. I feel needy this morning. Appreciate the song 593, "Sweetly we have heard the Lord. Sweetly, Lord, we have heard Thee calling. Come follow me." And it was just a comfort to my own heart here, recognizing my need, helping me to take the focus off my own worries and turn towards the Lord Jesus. And that's a blessing. I also just want to say thank you, Wayne, for giving that meditation here this morning. It's very fitting. It helped me get a little bit more direction for my own message. Gave me a word picture. So I just want to say thank you for that. And trust the Lord will guide us through this message. I do ask for your prayers. Like I said, it's a little different experience for me this morning. And so I ask for the Lord's help. I guess I'll start by asking a question. Is God proactive? Is God reactionary? Any thoughts?
God is proactive.
God is proactive. Do you have scripture to back your theology?
While we were in our sins, Christ died for us. He was proactive. He pursued us.
Amen. So, while we were yet sinners, God made a way for us to become alive.
Yes.
We are no longer in need of to be dead. Okay? Great. Is God reactionary?
No.
No. Do you have scripture to back up your theology?
Well, I'm not sure if I have the wording exactly, but he says, "I the Lord change not."
I the Lord change not. Okay? Anybody else? Is God reactionary?
When the people murmured when Moses' sister spoke in a quiet place against him, God came quickly to the tabernacle.
So God reacted. When Miriam, when she was downing Moses, God showed up. And that was my wrestle this morning. Because my thought was, let's have a message on being proactive. Which is wonderful, because God is proactive. But it's okay, because God is reactionary too. And it's okay for us to be reactionary also. Which just... because that was my basis. Proactive or reaction? And I was going to divide the two. And I got to the end of it and I said, I can't do that.
That's right.
Well, this is early this morning and here I am and I put me in a little bit of a... I don't know what to do. But it's okay. I'm learning to trust my Lord Jesus, to follow Him through whatever circumstances is. So, bear with me. So here I am asking God, okay, so how do you want me to sort through these things? Because God is proactive, He's also reactionary. But let me ask you this question. Does God ever overreact?
No.
No. We sure of that?
I have a question. What way was God reactionary with Miriam?
He showed up. He showed up. Because Miriam was... This is what I'm understanding. Miriam was... help me out, Brother Warren. She was... murmuring, wiping him out as, I mean, who is this man? He married an Ethiopian. Who does he think he is? You know, so she... God shows up and He deals with the situation. So He reacted. She was doing something. He reacted. I think we're going to have to move away from trying to figure out how God reacts. Because does God react to our obedience? Does He pour out blessings on us? I would say He does. So it's kind of that's my whole wrestle this morning. I'm trying to sort these things through. And I kind of wish I wouldn't have bothered going down this road, except for here I am. So, but anyway... I think there's something that we can learn here, because as I was studying, I felt God nudging in my own heart the needs to be more proactive. To doing things on purpose. Not in religion, but because of the standard and the principles of God. I'm going to use Brother Wayne's illustration. So, who is the foundation? Christ. And we got that this morning. Christ is the foundation. And thereon, we need to build. Okay? And Brother Lawrence mentioned, so what is some of those things? And I feel like they are the principles of God. We need to build our lives on the principles of God. Obedience. Okay, so we have this foundation and we're going to start building the wall. But if we take away that string, which I'm going to use as the principles of God, if we're going to move away from that string, what's going to happen? We all heard the story. It's going to start leaning. And that is the same way. If we are not proactive of keeping sure, keeping our lives lined up with the Word of God, and applying what the Scripture says, we're gonna get off of that foundation. And where my message started was, I see in the world people overreacting. They see something and they overreact. And yes, it wasn't lining up. They saw something that wasn't lining up to the Word of God. And so they overreacted, or they reacted, or I should say maybe they started to react to get back onto the truth of the Word of God. And what happened is they overreacted, and guess what? Where did they end up at? They end up missing the principle of the Word of God. And so my call to us here this morning, brothers and sisters, let's be proactive on lifting up and living the life of godly principles. Being active about it. Being an actor. Acting out the Word of God. Because we are on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, when we read the Scriptures and we realize we are not quite acting according to God's Word, what should we do? Huh? when we read the Scriptures, or when we hear a message, or when we hear God's Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts, and we find ourselves not being lined up to the Word and the principle of God, what should we do?
We should respond.
Respond. We should react. What's wrong with reacting? I'm driving down the road. All of a sudden, a deer jumps out in front of me. Should I react? Why, sure. Is it going to mess me up? No. But what happens if I overreact? Let's be willing to react. Let's be willing to move back to the straight and narrow line of the Word of God and His principles. It's okay. I feel like it's okay to react. But when we react, let's react to the principles that are in Scripture. Not in the world and the people that say thus and thus. If the Bible says that there should be a head covering on a woman, then it should be so. If the Bible says there should be only male and female in marriages, then it should be so. And if we don't find ourselves lining up to the principles in the Word of God, let's react and get on that line of that makes a straight wall. And let's proactively pursue the wisdom and the Word of the Lord. Was Noah proactive? He was moved with fear. And he did what? He built an ark. Was he proactive? Or did he react? I don't know that we really made it matter. Did he overreact? No. He acted. He was proactive. And it saved his household. Brothers and sisters, do we see the value of being proactive in our own personal lives? What it can do for our own personal life, for those around us, and for those in our family. Help me sort through this one. Was David proactive when he went to fight Goliath? Yes. That's what I thought. But then I also thought, well, he reacted to the situation. I think we need to stop. Did he overreact? No. He stood on the Word of God and on the promises of God, and he moved out in faith, and he accomplished something beautiful. Yes.
It kind of depends on who's looking at it. If we look at it, his brothers looked at it like he looked at it.
Oh, right. Sure.
It depends on if we're looking at who's the eyes of flesh or who's the eyes of God.
Well, the heartbeat of the message this morning is, let's be active. But let's not be active in follifulness. Let's not be active in stuff that doesn't matter. Let's not be, you know what I'm saying? If we overreact, if I'm way over here to miss that deer and I end up hitting the telephone pole, my actions was in vain. You should have just hit the deer. You know, I mean, and so, brothers and sisters, when we go through our Christian life, let's not do wild, follyful things. And that's my challenge this morning, brothers and sisters. If we would be proactive, diligently searching the Scriptures, seeking out what the Lord is saying for us in our generation, proactively applying those things to our life, I'm wondering if there would be less reactionaries. Think about it this way. Why do people start a budget? Financial budget. Why do people start a financial budget?
Some sometimes because they're reacting, sometimes because they're being proactive.
Do they ever do it overreacting? They probably do. But for the most part, people realize that if I don't do something, I'm not going to get to where I want to go. Most of the time, they look at their situation and say, you know what? I'd like to have money in savings. But the way I'm doing it is not working. I need to establish something to get me to where I want to go. And so they set up a financial budget. And does it help? It does. It works. And so, and typically in a budget, there's also money set aside for things that you have to react to. You end up having your refrigerator just go poop. And if you didn't have a budget set up, or if you didn't have money set aside, you're also going to have to react or overreact. Where am I going to get the $1,000 for a new refrigerator? Do we see the importance? We might be able to see it in the world, in the physical world. Do we see it in the spiritual world? We are called to be lights in the world. We are called to be on purpose, shining the light into this dark world. And how are we going to do that? If we don't be proactive about it, do you think it's going to happen? It may a little bit. Do you think it's going to happen at all if we overreact? I would guess not. Can I pick on you, young man? Huh? If you are born again, are you being proactive? Do you want to think about it? Anybody? Do you know what it means to be proactive, young man? Let me do a little explanation. What it means to be proactive is you see something ahead and you plan for it. A little bit like that refrigerator illustration. In a budget, you'll have needs like that in your budget. You, as young men that gave your heart to the Lord, you saw in the future that if you don't repent of your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will end up in hell. You are being proactive. God bless you. Let's be proactive in our prayer for a reason, for a purpose, for the work of God to do miracles. Let's fast and pray. Let's be proactive in that. Why? Because it makes a difference in the world. And when prayers are answered, and when the glory of God is lifted up, what shines in this dark world? The light. Do you want to be that light? Be proactive. Pray. How about this, fathers and mothers? When we take the time, when we're proactive about training our children at home, about not whining, about being content with such things that they have. And when they go to the supermarket and they're not whining and screaming, and you have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 behind you and they're in order, what shines out in the dark world? Brothers and sisters, let's be proactive in teaching and training and disciplining our children. That's the light of His principles are put out in the dark world because you were actively applying them to your life. brothers, husbands, are you being proactive in your marriage? This is what it means to be proactive. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Brothers, be proactive in loving your wife. Because when your wife shines like the glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, what goes out into the world when your wife has a glow and a peace and rest by being at your side? Brothers and sisters, you can make the dark women. Brothers, you can make. How do I say this? Brothers, you can make your wife beautiful in a dark world because you love your wife like your own self. Please do so. Be proactive in it. It doesn't just happen. The opposite of that would be as if you're not getting along very well and you're reacting to each other or overreacting. What goes out into the world then? You go to the store or to a sales department and you can't get along, you don't see eye to eye. Is that shining the light? Let's be proactive. It's worth it because the light can shine out into the dark world. What about this? Wives, do you submit yourself unto your own husband as you do unto the Lord Jesus? For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. If you find yourself not quite doing that, because of the standard that's set up, because of the line that's on that block wall, this is the scripture, react to it. Respond to it. Don't overreact. Be proactive. Be proactive. Because when we're proactive, when we're actively doing the Scripture, see, that's the beautiful thing here. When we actively do what the Scripture says, just like in the Acts of the Apostles, they simply did what God told them to do. Wait in Jerusalem, and ye shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. And then it was there. And they acted upon the Word of God. And so, brothers and sisters, when you act upon the Word of God, light. The principle of God goes out from your life. Thank you again, Wayne, for establishing the foundation in Jesus Christ. Build thereon. Build the principles thereon. Okay? Don't just go around doing your own thing, applying Scriptures without the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not going to work out. What about this? When we sacrifice our time and resources for the sake of the gospel, for the church, and the world, that they might understand the gospel, when we do that, when we do that, what are we doing? We're laying up treasures in heaven. Okay? And we are being proactive because we know that without the gospel going to them, they will end in hell. So, when you lay up treasures in heaven, are you being proactive? Yes. Because you know that here, it's not going to do me any good. You know that in the future, the fridge is going to blow up. You know that this world is going to end. And so you know that if I put my energies in heaven, I'm being proactive. You're doing things ahead of the time. Proactive means to react beforehand. And that's why it's important, fathers and mothers, to teach your children at home how to be orderly. Because when you get to the supermarket, it's not necessarily a place for training and discipline, is it? So please be proactive and do it on a daily basis. Husbands and wives, it's not a time to be at the sales department trying to figure out which color carpet you want to get or what color couch you want to buy. It's not the place and time to be proactive. It was being proactive at home, and when you go out into the world, you can respond with each other with grace and submission and honor and love and the light of God and His principles. Go out into the world and He is glorified. God is glorified because we applied His principles to our life. We proactively do it. So let's redeem the time because we know that it is short. Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And brothers and sisters, when you proactively put the principles of God into your life, like I was explaining, you can reprove the darkness. But for it is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. And so when you make manifest the principles of God into the world, there is light. The light of God is shining. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not yet unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I think I'll leave off reading there. So let's be wise, understanding what the will of the Lord is. And is it His will that we apply godly principles to our life in a proactively way that the light can manifest the works of the dark of darkness? That was what Paul endeavored to do. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Back to this illustration. Okay, so we build on the foundation. We're building the principles. We're staying true to the Word of God to the best of our ability. And so, when we find ourselves not quite lining up with the Word of God, we react. We get lined up again. Get lined up with that cornerstone. And we get all the way to the top of this wall. It's not perfect. But you were proactive. And you also reacted. And over here, it's different. You overreacted. And you realized it. And you reacted back to the principle of God. And you tore down to there, started over, and you kept building that wall. And you get to the top. Is it beautiful? What's represented? What did you start on? What did we start the foundation on? Wayne, can you help us out? Christ. And you get to the top. What do you think is going to look up at the top? What do you think it's going to? What's going to represent? What's going to be represented?
It's going to be a strong wall.
It's going to be a strong wall. Where's the glory need to go? Because truly, we kept lining ourselves up with God, right? On Christ. And that wall will go all the way up. And it's going to be strong. And it's going to be representing the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, it's important to be active upon the principles and the Word of God. Because if we get off, what's going to be represented? Let's say we get a wall that goes... Does man get involved in there? Man's theology? God help us. God help us to stay on Christ, to be proactive about building on Him and on His principles. That's what I was beginning to read. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had ready attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if any in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. My challenge to you is, let's build on that foundation and let's keep it going the whole way up through. And when we're finding ourselves a little off, let's react, bring it back to the principles of God, that the glory of God, that the light might go out into this world. And let's make a point to do it, not because we want to gain our own righteousness, but simply because we want to build on the principles of God. And they are sure, and they make a difference, and they are sound, and they can make a difference for the next generation. Brothers and sisters, if our marriages are working, then they're healthy, and you don't have unresolved issues, it's going to make a difference in the children. You're being proactive for the future. If you train your children to discipline themselves and to be content with such things as they have, you're making a difference for them. You're being proactive. And brothers and sisters, I by no means say I have this together. I felt like this is a message for myself, because I see needs in my life to be more proactive, to do things on purpose because of Christ, because of the kingdom of God. It's so easy to just sit back and let things go and then what happens? We overreact. That's about all I had to share. We still have a little time. I thought maybe I'd open it up for, as I was wrestling through what to do this morning, like, since I didn't know where to go or what to do, I was like, well, maybe the Lord laid something on somebody else's heart. Something fresh, something that you just were prompted. I want to make opportunity for that, just in case there was, you felt the Lord speaking and you need a place to overflow it. We have this time here. I just open it up. Or maybe you want to add a few thoughts or whatever. Yes, Mr. Risser. We'll get a mic.
I think one of the challenges you might have with trying to come to grips with that word, applying it to God, is the fact that He knows everything. We don't.
Right.
To say God reacts, or in a sense He don't, because He knows everything. Isn't that what your struggle is? Or?
I think in the next week I'll figure out a little bit more what I'm struggling with. I apologize, brothers and sisters. I do feel a little bad. I think I could have maybe taken a little bit more time and not maybe been quite as crunched. And I could have been able to work through it myself and presented something a little bit more. So I thank you for your help. Steve had a hand, Marcus. But thank you, brothers, for your grace and understanding. And trust that it can be edifying, even though I'm in need of Jesus.
Yeah, Jason, you got my mind thinking. And in my own theology, I wouldn't have thought that God reacts. That's just my own. Because He knows, like Lyndon said, right, the beginning from the end. And I see Him as always proactive when He sees.
Yeah, right.
When Noah, in the time of Noah, the world was. Was He reacting? Yeah. So I think that God knows the beginning from the future. When God sees, was He reacting when He sent Jesus to die? No, He was proactive. I would like to think that God is always proactive.
That's the side I like to lean on, too.
He was always proactive.
I'm more on that side, but yet, I can't say that He doesn't react either. No. I don't know.
I don't know why in my mind I always thought that reaction is a bad word.
Uh-huh. That's where I started out. I'm like, yep.
And
I was going to divide the two. And as I did my studies, I'm like,
yeah. I understand where you're coming from. You gave me something to think about. So like when there is a bad influence like in the family and something is evil and I don't want, so I need to react to that. But at the same time, I'm being proactive. I like to think of that as being proactive.
I think,
and looking out and trying to protect my family.
Right. Exactly. And I think proactive and reactive are actually not as opposites as we like to think.
Yeah.
Because
breaking for the deer is being proactive.
Right.
You're trying to prevent an accident.
Right.
So anyway, that's, yeah. But I understand. I'm not refuting what you're saying.
I think we need to move away from trying to divide proactive and reactive. And let's be active. Steve had a quote.
Yeah, I'm thankful. Yeah, I was looking at the dictionary definition of that, and it just says an action performed or a feeling experienced in response to a situation or event. So it really depends how we look at it, ultimately. But I am thankful, though, that God changes His mind on some things as we pray and as we lift up holy hands towards Him. And I think about Nehemiah, or I think about people that have interceded. And God has been extremely faithful to change His plans, and that He had meant for people. And that's the one thing that came out as you were speaking about that God just He changes. He is willing to change as we, in a sense, to certain circumstances that he had planned,
yep.
as we pray and as we seek his face and humble ourselves. It says, if you humble yourself and seek my face, you know, he will heal us. It says he'll heal our land. And
yeah.
So I'm just, that was just a promise that came to my mind as I was listening.
Hezekiah was told to get his house in order. He's going to die. And he reacted. I'm wrong. I'm going to get my life lined up. And God responded and said, okay. Yes, Lawrence.
Yeah, I think you said it right. He responded. You know, reactions, you know, I've heard it said already, a reaction never comes out right, but we must always respond, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it probably what we're dealing here with just is terminology.
I think so,
and
too.
That's why I didn't really struggle. I knew what you're trying to say, and I did it, but it's just simply terminology. But reactions, yeah, if we react to something, usually we overreact or
right.
don't come out right.
Right.
Especially, but we must respond.
Yeah. Amen.
We react by being proactive.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to comment on this whole reaction or proactive, but I guess I will. I would lean toward that God both is proactive and reactive. I think there's lots of scripture that we can see. But is the glass half full or the glass
right.
half empty? I mean, it's just kind of how we look at it, and I don't think that's a big deal. What I was going to comment about was, because you asked if there was something fresh or whatever that we've, I'm not exactly sure what you meant by that, but yesterday I had a meeting in State College, and I traveled with two brothers up there and back 2.5 hours both way, and we really had a blessed time together in the van. And one brother has children that are, I think he said his oldest was 11 or 12, something like that. The other one was, I don't know, 8 or 9 or whatever. And they were discussing on the way back, they were discussing about how do you raise a godly family, how do you raise children in an environment that we're in Lancaster County, with all of the wealth, all of the prosperity, all of the, you know, all of the things that, you know, I mean, they were just wrestling this thing, you know, back and forth, talking about it. I was pretty quiet. I didn't say a whole lot kind of until the end, but I was really, they were very proactive, you know, thinking
mm-hmm.
about how
okay.
they're going to raise their family in this age where, you know,
yeah.
prosperity is so lifted up, big business, and, you know, with all, you know, with, I was really blessed with that they were very proactive, you know, in that. And I think those are some things that we really need to wrestle with and really think about, because it's not just going to come out right if we just go with the flow. I tell you that. It's not going to come out right that way. And we are living in an age that's very, we can get very deceived by, you know, just
yeah.
being religious or going
right.
to church, but where, you know, where the heart's really at. Anyway, that's what I had to share.
And that's the heartbeat of my message. That's kind of where it stemmed from. You know, I guess I'm looking at, here I am, I'm in my middle life, you know, and I need to get serious about where my family's going to end up at. And so that's the challenge. Are we going to teach them the principles? Are we going to live out the principles?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good message. Praise God.
And I'm not there yet, brothers. But I want us to be proactive. I want to be proactive. Because the glory of God can be represented because we did things on purpose. You know, if we look at our fathers, they did things on purpose. And did it have an effect on our life? I would guess it did. Anybody else? Yes, John?
Thank you very much for being here. I really appreciate the opening, children's class, and the main message. You know, I thought it was, you know, Wayne was talking about a foundation. You know, you want to build a skyscraper. You know, you have a huge building. Sometimes they drill huge holes down in the footer so the concrete goes maybe 100 feet down or more. You know, and they talk about our foundation. You know, that's the kind of, our foundation is even much more sure and strong than that. Our foundation will never shift.
Right.
You know, the foundation of Christ. and just on and on how I really was blessed with that string thought, you know, as we lay blocks along that string, each one of our children, each one of our decisions, that it comes up to the edge of that string. It's because our whole future is built on that.
Right.
To take the importance of that. And I think sometimes it's easy to get a little sloppy. We just throw the blocks up there. We think, well, they're on the foundation versus really realizing we're making a difference for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
That we do things proactive. Like your message was being proactive as we build that wall. As we come to the top of the wall.
Right.
That wall looks nice and straight.
Right.
That will that our family, our home, is to glorify God. But when we have a wall that's all wobbly and looks terrible, it's not going to glorify God. And when you have blocks missing in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, I think there's a lot of young families here, a lot of middle-aged families here. Let's be proactive in our marriage, in our building, the decisions we make that we build along that line. The Word of God is that line.
Right.
That we, I was just very blessed. Just thank you for everyone for the time you put into your message. And I just thank the Lord for speaking to us this morning.
Bless God. He came. He's faithful. Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, amen. I appreciate the discussion about building on the foundation which has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. And I've done a small study on the gold and silver and precious stones. But I'm not the final word. Gold is representative of wisdom in Scripture. And silver is represented in two different things. One is a hinge. They used it for the hinges in the temple. And the other is the tongue. And so, and the interesting thing about these precious stones and the gold and silver is they cannot be destroyed. You can heat gold and silver until it becomes like water. You cannot destroy it. Whereas wood, hay, and stubble are burned off by the fire, and they're also above the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they're earthly, and they're things of that can be seen. And like Wayne said, they can be built quickly. Whereas the things of God cannot be destroyed, even with fire. And we're to build with those for an eternal kingdom.
Thank you, brother. Was there another hand? Clarence?
I am the Alpha and Omega. He's our foundation, and He's the top.
Yes, Clarence.
Just thought I'd expound a little on what was given this morning. If I can get my thoughts here. First of all, going back to if God is proactive and if He backs up on His Word. Yeah, all throughout, I'm studying Jeremiah now, and all throughout the prophet Jeremiah, when he went back to the people with a message, God was willing to back up. He was always willing to back up if they would.
Mm-hmm.
Repent and turn from their wicked ways of serving other gods. And on the other hand, what I wanted to expound on a little bit is what you said earlier about the gold and the precious things that we have in life now. And when I look back and when I look at my children now and our grandchildren, what is more important and what will be important in the end is that if we teach them the Word of God and if we have them recite verses of Scripture by memory and by heart, that's something that they will take with them and that they will cherish forever. And when I look back of where I failed and what I want to lay in the hearts of the young families here is those that have children, all this time that you allow your children to spend with phones, with games, with computers, someday it will all when they look back to that, it'll be irrelevant, and it's nothing that they will be able to build on. So I just want to encourage the important things in life for our children and for our grandchildren is that they build, the parents instill in their hearts the fear of God and the Word of God. And that's the only thing that'll matter in their life.
Thank you, brother, for that challenge to be proactive. And we need to engage ourselves. We are setting a course. By what we allow or what we don't allow. God help us. All right. Thank you again for your time, your patience, your support, your prayers. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness.
Well, we don't even need to have testimony time, do we? We already had it. That was beautiful. Thanks, Jason, for opening that up. I was very encouraged and convicted at the same time. Just the things that God brought to my heart and mind as we listened to that that teaching. Wow, that's very good. Thank you, Jason. How many of you like when the preacher feels vulnerable up here? I know you felt kind of vulnerable, Jason, not knowing, you know, where this is going to go. You know, I think we kind of like that, don't we? In a sense. And you know what I mean by that. I understand, but I think it tends to draw out the congregation, you know, in a way that, you know, maybe it doesn't always when there's not, maybe there's just humility with that. I'm just bless you, brother, for your exercising, that of just being willing to come up anyway and share what God laid in your heart. That was beautiful. I don't know, I just had a number of thoughts, but I'm going to just, I think we'll just bring this to a close. But I wanted to just share a few things as far as like our being proactive. And I'd love to hear all of your thoughts as far as how you're being proactive. In child training, you mentioned that. How are you being proactive? You can think of a number of things that we're doing as fathers and mothers. And I'm thankful for our wives, the mothers who are with our children during the day. They're being proactive moment by moment, you know, just all the things they do. And I thank you and bless you, mothers, for how well you do with our children, being proactive in that. And, and even down to practical things like maintaining our houses. If we're not proactive in that, things just fall apart. Things do break, fridges the property turns in. If you wouldn't maintain the property, you'd have weeds and all kinds of things. We're proactive in that, aren't we? A lot of lessons you can take from all those things. And our vehicles, if you don't maintain a vehicle, you're not being proactive there. And it's not going to hold up very well. So, yeah, a lot of good lessons we learned from this. Verses that I thought of here in 1 Timothy 5. It says, some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment. That's proaction. That's proacting. Being proactive and taking care of our sin now, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and being forgiven now. Not waiting till later. But it says, some men, they follow after. And there's going to be a tremendous reaction. They're going to cry out for the rocks and the mountains to cover them. You know what I mean? It's going to be a reaction. We don't have to be a part of that. Thank God. Because our sins are open beforehand, going before the judgment. Likewise, also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. Just a sobering reality, you know, of what it's going to be like if you don't deal with your sin now. And so I encourage anyone here who may have something that you need to deal with. Deal with it now. Don't wait till it's too late. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. But may God give us grace to deal with it today. Okay, I think we'll, why don't we all stand and we'll have a prayer. And then Wes, you have a chorus for us at the end.